This educational podcast is brought to you by the American Soybean Association, the farm and trade policy advocate for U.S. soybean farmers.
We do have a family farm in southwest Iowa. My wife and I moved there from Indiana 33 years ago. We came with just a little bit of cash and a little bit of equipment. I'm proud to say after 33 years of farming, we still have that, most of it. So, anyway, our son is an Iowa State grad with an agronomy degree. He worked outside in the industry for a little while and then came back to the farm, and we're so happy he's with us. And now starting this year, he's actually putting some real money into the farm, so he's coming in at a 10% level, and we're happy. He said the other day, "Dad, I can't wait till I get to be 51%. And I said, "Neither can I." So anyway, we have a lot of things going on at the American Soybean Association. There are a lot of changes in the legislators in D.C. and really in our state of Iowa that I belong to. So we really have a responsibility as agriculture people to educate and promote agriculture to the new members of Congress and the ones that we've known for a long, long time. We believe that the Farm Bill probably will take a second seat to all the economic issues that are happening in Washington and in our states. We are working and cooperating with the NCGA and other farm organizations to develop a message for the Farm Bill that is beneficial to agriculture. One of the other talking points here today was about the EPA, and we're also concerned about that. We just developed a task force at American Soybean Association called Regulatory, and I had the opportunity to chair that too, and that's one of the reasons I'm here, along with the other reason is I had a great opportunity and privilege to interact with the Department of Justice and be part of the workshop. The two real subjects that I'd really like to talk about today and really interact with you all are the patent expirations of the traits that are not only the Roundup Ready trait, but the many, many upcoming traits that are coming down the pike, you know, and that we have to deal with. And, you know, our real concern with ASA is about the certainty, not only for you as plant breeders, but for farmers and for our customers, and that we have a pathway that people can understand for our seed industry, for our farmers, for our customers around the world and locally, that they know that there is a method and a certainty to how we will deal with post-patent traits, post-patent seeds, all those kind of things. And we think it's a really important issue and that we need to resolve that. And I'll have to say that the American Soybean Association has worked a lot with Monsanto and the other trait providers in developing that message, and Monsanto has really helped us a lot with that, and we really appreciate that, Jim. You know, you've created certainty in the licensing agreements in the farmers' ability to market those seeds around the world with longer term registrations through 2021. We think that's really important for our future for the soybean industry. We're also collaborating and working with the bio group that Jim mentioned to develop that pathway, so we have certainty for the future traits that are coming out, and not only the Roundup Ready 1 trait that's happening today. One of the goals that we have in this whole process is to help improve that regulatory process in the U.S. and around the world to make new traits available as expeditiously as possible. We have to do all the testing that's required, but once that's required, we'd like to help with moving that process through the systems, whether it's in the U.S. or around the world. We think it's really important for agriculture, and you know, I personally believe, and ASA believes, that we as farmers have a responsibility to feed the world, and the only way we're going to do that is through innovation and through the technology, and we highly support that. I really do want to have your interaction with this group and have you tell me and others what your thoughts are about patent expirations. If you have any issues with it, I'd really like to hear those. You're part of the system, and we need to understand that when we talk to the Department of Justice, when we talk to USDA and others. And we also talked about coexistence a little bit here, and we believe at ASA that the regulatory process is not the place to talk about coexistence. Historically, the states have had jurisdiction and control and input on what happens with the identity preservation, with the seed purity issues and those kind of things, and we really believe that's where it continues to belong. I can just tell you on our farm that we do grow seed. We've got regulatory plots on our farm that require really highly vigilant identity preservation, and We make a plan for that every year. We have our own rotation plans, but it's also cooperation, collaboration, coordination, and communication with our neighbors. And I believe if people who are growing the identity preserved products are willing, have that kind of an attitude, it would be a lot easier. So we're encouraging USDA to look at all those issues. We realize that they have a lot of litigation against them, but we are very concerned about having non-science-based issues affecting a regulatory process.